6.9 FM,
live and local.
This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza. On West Highway 50, Longbine Auto Plaza, driven by LongbineAuto.com.
At Longbine Auto Plaza, there's no better way to start the new year than with the newest and best from Chevy and Buick. We have over 35 new Buick and Chevy models in system. That means our inventory and selection is improving. Come in and look at what we have in stock or what vehicles are on their way. Choose yours from what we have in stock or reserve one that's inbound. Don't forget, we're looking to buy used cars for our inventory, so we're willing to buy your extra vehicle or give you our highest trade value. So come see us today at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia or LongbineAuto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOE News Time 8:24, Newsmaker 2 time here today. Teresa Taylor Williams joining us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line as we talk about Martin Luther King celebration activities taking place at ESU.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing today?
Hey, doing great. It's a little chillified, but that's okay.
That's right out there. Okay.
I like that. Obviously, today is Martin Luther King Day, and a lot of folks are celebrating, observing the holiday. And for Emporia State, the plan is to make sure that everybody's back on campus before ESU has its celebration, correct?
Right. We had initially tried to plan something, and, you know, we got to thinking, and we said, you know, actually, we had some student feedback, and they said, you know, gosh, I want to be there, but, you know, that's before we, you know, some students don't get back until the 11th hour, and the semester doesn't officially start for them until Wednesday. So we decided to wait until next week, January 26th, and we're going to have our King acknowledgement. And, you know, when you think about it, you know, we really should acknowledge him all year long, and so, you know, we thought, what's a week, you know?
Yeah, really.
Understood.
So what will the activities entail beginning next week?
Actually, we're going to have a spoken word, or for people who don't know about spoken word, it's basically like poetry or slam poetry expression, as well as a candlelight vigil, 6 o'clock. Wednesday, January 26th in the Memorial Union. And so, I've got some confirmation from some community members, that they will be there and may give a couple of words as well, some local clergy. It's open to everyone. And so, you know, we're just excited that, we're going to do something. And definitely it's not just an ESU thing. Our King celebrations have typically been and will continue to be kind of a bridge builder between the college and the community.
Talk a little bit about that particular approach to MLK as a connection, really opportunity here between Emporia State, the community, and then back the other way.
That's a great question. So I know a couple years ago, I got here in 2019, and so I was just so honored that our local, I think, ecumenical community, they had a King, committee, and they had said, hey, you know, we've been wanting the college to be involved, but, you know, different leadership and lost contacts with folks. And so we were both thrilled. I was thrilled to be part of the committee, and they were happy to have ESU involved. And we had quite a big celebration that January 2020. We had something for young people. We had little workshops and tables for the kids and a panel discussion for junior high kids. And then that evening we had a march downtown. And so, yeah, it's just been important. I mean, for years, it's my understanding that there's been, you know, just that community involvement with ESU and ESU with the community. And so we just want to keep that going. We want to keep that spirit going because when I first came here, I heard some people say, we got to do better with the community because some people think ESU may as well be on another planet. I kind of have noticed that a little bit, you know, but we're doing, I really think strides are being made and with just different efforts we have what's called community hornets and just lots of service. Our students do a lot of service in the community, so we're doing all we can to really bridge the gap. And if I can say this, believe that today, I've kind of been putting feelers out, and I haven't heard much going on, but I hope that that doesn't deter people from, I just would like to challenge people that even if there's not public gatherings in this pandemic, that they would challenge themselves to acknowledge Dr. King in their own way, you know, whether that's as a family or you know, individually, just because, you know, people are maybe not visibly gathering or what have you. And I know for our gathering, we're going to, you know, definitely encourage masking and you know, social distancing. But I believe that today at the, what's it called? I think it's the East Side Neighborhood Park, off of 9th Street.
Okay.
I think the East Side Community Group might be meeting this afternoon, like between 1 and 3. And just kind of informally, I think they're going to have some refreshments and just kind of a, you know, just a you know, get together and let's just honor him, you know. And so I'm so glad that they're going to be doing that. I just kind of heard about that a couple of days ago.
That's good, because we have been, you know, trying to find out about the more traditional
yeah,
you know, Martin Luther King celebration, which typically involves like a community march and then a gathering at a local church. And there's been really nothing on that front that's come up here over the last couple of weeks. I wanted to get.
I don't know if it's the pandemic, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what it is, but. Yeah, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, that's quite right. I was going to ask you, because it seems like, you know, a lot of people, perhaps maybe in this day and age, maybe it's been all the way since Martin Luther King's time in the 50s and 60s, really see him more of as an effective speaker and lose sight of the fact that he was a man of action. And I think, you know, we see, you know, with the RSVP project here that's taking place here this month, you know, folks being urged to act and help people that are really in less fortunate steads than they may be. But I think there's been so much of word versus action with when it comes to King, and it really possibly could be the other way around.
That's a completely legit point, as well as if I would like to add that he was a man of action, and this is also not a black holiday. Some people, I think, oh, well, that's fine for those people over there. You know, that doesn't really pertain to us. And Dr. King was for everybody. And just like what you said, he was a man of action. He was a mobilizer. He was not only a great speaker, because he was amazing, but he was, you know, a man of unity. I don't want to put him on a pedestal, because he was a man with flaws, just like any other man. But you know, he was a leader for the people, in my view. I mean, he mobilized people to action. And, you know, just like the Poor People's Campaign, the March on Washington, I mean, just all these movements, and how I every year I look at footage. That's just been my upbringing. My parents made it a point to make sure that we watched things like Eyes on the Prize, and that we were well aware of the civil rights movement, that we attended marches, and I'm so grateful. At the time, you know, I was a kid rolling my eyes. I was cold. I didn't want to do it, but I'm just so grateful for that. And, I mean, whatever we can do now to stoke the fire, to keep, to honor his legacy, and to, you know, even if it is small acknowledgments, I mean, he was just an amazing man, and like I said, it's not just a black thing, you know, or a black holiday. Yes, he was a black man, but he was truly for the people. And I was watching this documentary, and when he was assassinated, there was a white woman, and she had I just kept re-rolling the quote. She said, "I don't think America should mourn Martin Luther King. I think they should mourn themselves." And I think that was just that feeling of, what do we do now? You know, he really unified us and he mobilized us. So what do we do now? And I really don't think we will ever have a leader quite like him. And so it stands to reason that we would, you know, set aside a little time. I'm grateful for the entities that, you know, do honor him with maybe giving employees or kids a day off. But even if you do have to work, you can still somehow, you know, learn about him or challenge yourself to learn something new about him and his leadership and what he stood for.
Well, again, activities.
It's probably a lot more than what you wanted.
Nope, that's exactly what I was thinking about. Teresa, before we re-rack the schedule here specifically for Emporia State University, is there anything else really here about Martin Luther King that you wanted to the community to at least consider here this morning as we wrap things up?
No, just really wanted to encourage folks to come down. Again, it's from 6 to 7. It's just going to be an hour, just something simple. 6 to 7 on Wednesday, January 26th, on the campus of Emporia State in the Memorial Union, which is at 12th and Market. And it's on the lower level, so you don't have to kind of go looking for what room is it. It's going to be on the lower level, and and it'll be spoken word, which is poetry, and a candlelight vigil. We're going to have some hot cocoa and some cookies, refreshments, and again, you know, I want people to know that even though we'll have some local clergy there, it's not a religious thing. It's just that Dr. King was a minister, and so that was part of who he was. And so, you know, it just seems fitting that we would have some different clergy there as well, just to, you know, as part of the acknowledgement. But definitely don't want people to think that this is a religious event. So, yeah, come on down and join us. We're gonna have a really mellow time.
Well, nice job this morning, Teresa. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you guys so much for having me. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Yeah, Teresa Taylor Williams, Emporia State, talking about MLK celebration coming up next week because students get back to ESU on campus officially to start the spring semester on Wednesday. So they certainly wanted the students to be able to participate in MLK activities coming up next Wednesday, a week from when the students arrive back.
Yep, 6 p.m.
class.
Memorial Union. So please help yourself and make yourself available of that community activity if you possibly can. Did want to remind you again that we are still have a few extra morning show slots, more than we typically are used to having here short term. But if you want one of those, including the Newsmaker segments tomorrow and Wednesday, or the Newsmaker 2 slots tomorrow and Wednesday, give us a call at 620-342-1400. You can also shoot us an email to KVOE at KVOE.com.
KVOE live and local. Good morning. It is 836. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Pine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Long Pine Auto Plaza, driven by longpineauto.com. Good morning. It's 836. Now the headlines from ABC.
New details are emerging about the hostage taking at the synagogue in Colleyville, Texas. Just